Hello, strong, feisty women. Some of you may recognize my voice. I'm Celine Yeager, host of the Hit Play Not Pause podcast. Throughout my career as a professional health and fitness writer and now a podcaster, I hear countless questions from women who are trying to understand how their ever-changing hormones impact their sports performance. So we decided to serve up some answers in a brand new series called Hormonal that we will be releasing on the Feisty Women's Performance Podcast feed. Throughout this four-part series, reproductive endocrinologist Dr. Carla DiGirolamo and I will be tackling topics like periods, the pill, pregnancy, and conditions like PCOS, all from the perspective of sports performance. If you aren't already, follow the Feisty Women's Performance Podcast and stay tuned for our first episode releasing on April 15th. Also, have questions you want answered? Send us a voice note at speakpipe.com/hormonal and we'll get it answered on the show.
Welcome to All Bodies on Bikes, the podcast, where all bodies are good bodies, all bikes are good bikes, and all rides should be celebrated.
All Bodies on Bikes is a movement to create and foster a size-inclusive bike community. So join your hosts. I'm Maggie.
And I'm Marley.
As we explore the complexities of the biking world, help us break down barriers and create the world that we want to see. And don't forget that All Bodies really means all bodies, not just larger bodies, but bodies of all sizes, ages, races, abilities, genders, sexualities, and beyond.
Come along for the ride.
Oh my gosh. Hey, welcome to an episode of the All Bodies on Bikes podcast.
Where all bodies are good bodies.
And all bikes are good bikes.
And all rides should be celebrated. How you doing, Maggie?
Yeah, they should. I'm doing great. How are you doing, Marley?
I am okay. It's been a hard month, but I think I'm finally... Well, no, that's not true because it's the 5th of February. December and January were really hard, but I think I'm crawling out of it. How are you?
Okay. Honestly, the same. I feel like January came out of nowhere this year and just like sucker punched everybody in the face in different ways.
Yeah.
So very high key glad to be done with January.
Yeah, me too. Me too. How's your mom doing?
She's doing good. Okay. She's doing good.
Yeah. Good. We didn't talk about it much on the podcast, but she had a major procedure done. And so we're all sending her our best.
Yes.
Yeah. Man, I have something spicy to talk about today.
Okay, let's do it. Let's get spicy.
I've thought about making a reel about this or like going on Instagram Live and talking about it, but it doesn't feel right. So I'm like excited to have this conversation right now with you because I think you'll get it. Have you seen the reel that I put up? I put it up a couple weeks ago at this point now with the like, we're fat cyclists. Of course we blah, 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 blah. Have you seen that one?
Yes, seen and related to and felt seen in return.
Well, thank you. And I don't think you're alone in that. I'm looking at the reel right now. Sorry, it's probably going to make noise and I don't want it to. I don't know if you just heard it. I just wanted to see. So this reel just has gone somewhat viral. It's had 1.15 million views, almost 30,000 likes.
Viral.
I mean, the one of me crashing had like 25 million views. So
of course it did.
The wild thing, though, so it's reached like 16,000 of my followers, which is a little less than half. I have almost 40,000, but almost 850,000 non-followers, which is just wild.
Wow. Yeah.
But what I want to talk about is the like fat erasure that I'm getting in the comments. And so I don't know, like this is such a big conversation about the comments and being an influencer and not reading the comments. But I read every single comment that comes through. I think it's going to be my downfall, but also like, I want to respond to those folks who are like being very heartfelt with their messages or their questions or reaching out and, you know, like you said, feeling validated.
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
Along with those, like
other people,
yeah, the message of support. I lost count. I tried to go in before this conversation to see if I could just get a sense of how many comments I have gotten of "you're not fat" or "I just see a cyclist. I don't see a fat body." not even to mention like the downright hateful comments that I've been getting.
Right.
But the ones that really stir me up are the ones that are like, you're just a cyclist, or stop using that word. And I've been really trying to think about like, why is this irritating me so much?
Yeah.
And I think it comes down to a question of erasure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think you and I have talked about this before. I don't know if you, do you self-identify as fat?
Yes.
There's some hesitation there.
There is. It's, I never saw it until I started working with All Bodies on Bikes. I never saw it as clearly as just like, I have brown hair, I have blue eyes, I am fat.
Yeah.
In this sentence. I saw it the way the people that are leaving these comments see it. And so kind of fought it just from like a self-preservation standpoint.
100%.
So I'm still getting used to the fact of, again, it's just, I have brown hair, I have blue eyes, and I'm fat.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's the hesitation, is I'm still just getting used to that not being like self-deprecating. It's just a statement.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. I mean, I was there for a long time. Kaylee helped change my thinking a whole lot.
Yeah.
Kaylee is our co-founder. She was in the film with me, the film that refuses to die, which I'm so happy about. But I was just brought up to an event this weekend where we showed the film and did a Q&A about it. And in my mind, I've probably watched that film 100 times. And so it's always surprising to me when people haven't seen it.
Right.
So if you're listening to this and you don't know what I'm talking about, you should go to YouTube.
Right now.
We'll put a link in the show notes. But that was kind of the genesis of this whole thing. But hearing the way that Kaylee describes herself as, you know, I'm a PhD student. Well, she's not anymore. She's a doctor.
Yes, she is.
And she said, and I'm fat. And those are a couple facts about me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really seeing her self-identify that way
that yeah.
kind of gave me the power to self-identify that way. And now that I've been doing it for almost four years now, it has become such an ingrained part of my identity,
right?
Because of all the things that it means. You know, I'm not just saying that because it's a descriptor of my body type, but especially when we talk about being fat and riding bikes, it means so many more things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think I dig into this a little bit in the film or in the reel in a joking way, but it's like, you know, finding clothing that fits, finding a bike that works, you know, being at the back of the group ride. There's just like all these elements of being a bigger bodied person in a sport where the average person is not bigger bodied, that by saying like, you're not fat, Marley, or I just see a cyclist, that like, it feels like they're taking that away from me or like invalidating some of those concerns.
Yeah.
So I'm not crazy for being upset by those comments.
I don't think so. I think I do. It's one of the, I was reading the comments before we hopped on, and it's like, there are the truly sincere kind comments that are, you know, can stand on their own. There are the actually asinine, terrible comments where they can almost stand on their own too, because it's just like, you had nothing better to do today.
Of which I don't understand that.
Yes. Like, I have a long list of better things to do with your time, folks. If you like to leave negative comments on things, call me. I'll hook you up with stuff to do with your time.
Exactly. Like, there are genuine causes in this world that need your hateful energy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think the thing that's hard about these comments that are hitting you especially hard right now is there is a level there of trying to be kind. And that to a certain extent, honestly, makes it a little worse.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, I need you to see that in your kindness, you're not seeing me.
Yeah. Yeah. I hesitate to even say this, but it's like, you know, when somebody says like, well, I don't see color. And I'm not equating being a fat white woman with being a person of color in this country, because the level of privilege that I have is like ridiculous. You know, and so I hesitate to make that equation, but it is, it's like, you know, it's like, I don't see a woman, I don't see a man, I just see people. And it's like, I don't see fatness. Okay, well, I do when I go to put on my kit, or when I go to find knee pads for mountain biking, or just all of those things. And
yeah.
I think, you know, the folks who maybe are, you're making me think about this in a more nuanced way.
I'm sorry. I never meant to make you think.
No, this is great. Because if I would have just gotten on an Instagram live and gone off on this, it would have opened up a whole nother can of worms. So I'm really glad that we are having this conversation. And I think it maybe is just an education, or, you know, telling more of the story of what it's like to be a bigger bodied cyclist.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you know, as you were saying, that it kind of erases all of the struggles you've had to get to this point. One of the things that usually makes me most upset about statements like that is it's erased all the successes I've had, because there are added obstacles for a fat person that wants to bike.
Yeah.
And I've overcome a lot of those. And if we take that label from me, I'm just some rando on a bike.
100%. Yeah.
And there are some things that, like, the things I'm most proud of from my cycling career, I'm a little more proud of, because there are a lot of people that thought I probably couldn't do that.
100%. Yeah.
I'm probably one of them. And that, yeah, that's part of my cycling journey. My personal story is being a fat cyclist, fat person. I've overcome some extra things. And if that's not there, then those don't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, you know, I struggle with that, because it's like, you know, anybody who gets on a bike and goes for a ride, like, that's an accomplishment. Or anybody who, you know, I'm assuming in your mind, you're thinking of, and please correct me if I'm wrong on this, Maggie, like, you know, some of your bigger rides, or Steamboat Gravel, or, you know, doing those rides that you didn't think you could do. I don't want to discount that for people of any size, because riding bikes is challenging, and some of the adventures we undertake are challenging, but I do get what you're saying there. Okay, well, I'm still feeling unsettled about this, and still feeling like I want to say something, but I don't know what to say. Maybe it's one of those things where I just continue to do the work and educate, and not specifically address those comments.
Yeah.
I don't know. That seems like the most sustainable
sure
approach. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Oh man. Okay. Well, that was a nice way to start off the podcast.
There we go. Yes.
Yeah. So it's February.
It is.
My event season is starting off way earlier this year.
Okay.
I got to go to Springfield, Missouri last week and do my first mountain bike race.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like downhill or like cross country or
no, I think it was considered
downhill.
Okay, I'm gonna say this and then somebody's gonna correct me. I believe it was a cross country style race. So technically it was a duathlon, and so it was like a 5 mile bike race followed by a 5K run. And when they reached out to me, I initially was like, oh, hell no, I'm not running.
Sure. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then they said, but wait, you can do it as a team. And I said, okay, count me in. You know, Springfield is 2 hours up the road from me. And so I came up and they showed the film and we did a Q&A, which was lovely. We had an amazing conversation. And then on Saturday morning was the bike race and run. And it was such a cool event. You know, my perspective is skewed because I get to go to Unbound and Mid-South Gravel and Steamboat Gravel and all of these like very large scale event productions.
Yeah.
And so it was so nice to go to a small local event, you know, put on by organizers who are active in their community. Like, this was put on by like Missouri Off-Road Cyclists, Ozark Greenways, Cycle Connect 417, which is like a local women's group. And I think they had 50 people registered, which they sold out. I think could have registered a whole lot more, but it was just such a different event experience than what I usually experience.
Yeah.
It was cool, you know. So the route that they had us on, I guess I can't even share a link to it because I forgot to press start on my Wahoo,
Okay, sure. Yes.
So
we
I have
love
no
that.
no idea how long it took me. No idea any of my stats, but I kind of don't care. You know, it was a mass start, and we started out on pretty narrow single track. And so the folks in the front who cared about how fast they were going, they took off first. And then there was a big pack of us in the middle and the back who was like, no, you go. No, you go. Okay, I'll go. And a little bit sketchy at times, you know, some folks who were definitely not as confident on the single track and was like, okay, I'm going to keep my distance. And then when it's safe to pass, I will. But I was surprised. Like, it worked out amazingly well.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there are a lot of smaller events around the country that are really overlooked.
Yeah. And I would love to do more of those. So
yeah,
if folks are hearing this and thinking, oh, we'd love to have some All Bodies on Bikes presence there. You know, I obviously can't be at all of them, but we have 13 chapters now and chapter leaders and an amazing group of Steamboat Gravel alumni. There are lots of folks who could come out and represent All Bodies on Bikes. So if you're hearing this and like, oh, get in touch. This next weekend, I'm doing another thing that scares the crap out of me.
Okay.
So I'm going to Cleveland, Ohio. That doesn't scare me.
Okay. Understood.
Although it is remarkably hard to get to Cleveland from Bentonville, surprisingly.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I think it's just two, you know, small airports, and connecting between those is not easy. But there's an indoor bike park called Rays, and they have a women's weekend. And so it's kind of like BMX mountain bike style.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. I'm so stoked on it. I have no idea what to expect. I have never ridden a BMX bike. I'm borrowing my friend's Cannondale dirt jumper, so that should be really fun. And I'm going to talk. Yeah. But I think there's something really cool about going into the unknown, but feeling supported, and feeling like, I'm going to try this thing. I might not like it. I might be really bad at it. And that is A-okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then after that, we get into Mid-South and Unbound.
All the races.
Although, can I tell you how stoked I am for Mid-South this year?
Okay, tell me.
So stoked for a couple reasons. Bobby Wintle just called me the other day and said, hey, Marley, would you give the keynote at our rider meeting? Yes. I was like, tell me more. He's like, just get up there and talk, you know, for 5-10 minutes, whatever feels good to you. And, you know, get folks excited and feeling confident about the ride the next day. And I 100% can do that.
I am,
you know, last year I came in DFL, and that was a life-changing experience. and so I'm stoked to get up there. And then maybe more exciting is All Bodies on Bikes is throwing the DFL party with Ride with GPS. So so we'll be there until the last person comes across that finish line. You know, whether it's 10 p.m. like last year, because it was perfect weather and a super fast day, or 2 a.m. like it's been in previous years. So I'm just excited to go ride some Mid-South red dirt.
Oh, man.
What do you have coming up?
What do I have coming up? I'm just training.
Okay.
For my crazy thing that I'm doing in September.
Yes, we talked about that last time. Do you have any more details worked out?
Not really. I actually just finished figuring out all the things that I'll need and set up a GoFundMe page. But the next step is seeing if I can find some people that want to sponsor me along the way.
Well, rad. What kind of sponsorship are you looking for? Are you looking for gear, money, all the above?
Basically all the above. some snacks, some money to spend on gear and snacks.
Cool. Well, y'all heard it here first. Maggie is looking for sponsors for an epic ride. You're riding, remind me again, from Maine to Georgia? Maine to South Carolina. Okay, in September.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, this seems like a great place to ask for sponsors.
Perfect. Yes.
Yeah. And actually, this is an important work-related question. Do you think you'll be able to podcast from your trip?
I would love to.
Let's
that would be
happen.
Ideal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Planning on trying to do better at videos.
Okay.
So we'll be taking some electronic stuff that I can use along in the way. So yeah, I would love to do some podcasts from the road.
Awesome. I just finalized my road trip plans for the summer. It seems wild to be thinking about summer and like actually planning things.
Yeah.
But I'll be doing a similar road trip to what I did last year, going through the Mountain West.
Nice.
Colorado, Montana, Wyoming, because I've got a couple events out there. So I will also be podcasting from the road.
Yeah.
And would also just extend an invite. If you are in that Mountain West region, you know, Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, Idaho, I would love to come to your town and do a ride. I'll be on the road for about a month. I'm hopefully working out a van sponsorship because last year my Kia Soul was great, but would love to step up my game a little bit more. But yeah, I'm serious. I would love to swing through and do some all bodies on bike rides, talk to some bike shops, talk to some people. So slide into my emails, marley@allbodiesonbikes.com, if you have thoughts there. And if you're interested in sponsoring Maggie, feel free to reach out at podcast@allbodiesonbikes.com. Or Maggie@allbodiesonbikes.com. And we'll make sure that she gets all of those.
All the things.
Yeah. Anything else that we should chat about for this week? This was kind of a shorter episode, but I really just wanted to, I needed to chat with you about my comments on my reels and thought it would make an interesting episode to chat about. So I hope folks found this interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. I would just, so we'll do a full circle thing here and just go back to where we started.
Yeah.
I know from personal experience that you and Kaylee and everybody involved with All Bodies on Bikes has been very intentional in the language that we use and everything that we do. Do you have like any advice you'd give to people that are commenting on stuff?
Think about it before you post it.
I mean, yes, super, absolutely. Bottom line.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think
you can do.
I think a lot of folks, I don't know if it's an where this assumption comes from, but I think people forget that there are real people behind these accounts. You know, you see celebrities and you see other, you know, professional cyclists. And we might have a lot of followers, but we are still just real people who see your messages. We see your comments. And, you know, to that, thank you to everybody who sends supportive messages, supportive comments. I do try and respond to all of them. Sometimes it's just like double clicking it and acknowledging it with a little heart. But yeah, I would, you know, if you're thinking about commenting on something, ask yourself, why am I commenting on this? Is it to make myself look better? Is it to share advice? Is it to give encouragement? And, you know, maybe if it's that first one of trying to make yourself look better or look cool, maybe don't post it.
Yes.
Just, you know, what's the intent of it? The other thing I would say, though, and this is not necessarily about commenting, this is just language in general, is like, you know, Maggie and I self-identify as fat. Maybe Maggie a little more reluctantly, which is totally fine. We're all on our own journey. But I will never call another bigger bodied person fat until they have self-identified that way. You know, the word fat has so much emotional weight in our culture that like if I just walking down the street was like, oh yeah, there's another fat woman or what's up, fat lady? Like that is not going to go over well. So, you know, my recommendation is if you don't know if somebody self-identifies as fat, don't use that word, you know, use words like people in bigger bodies or, well, that's probably it. Just people in bigger bodies or people in smaller bodies. Cause it is just a value neutral term. Like you can't get mad about saying, well, my body's bigger than that person's, or, you know, that 7-year-old has a smaller body than that 10-year-old. Like it's just what it is.
Science.
Yes. Facts. Boom. I will also say, and I'll put a link to this. It's kind of hidden on the All Bodies on Bikes website, but we do have a language resource guide. We put this together when the film came out of, you know, conversation starters or critical questions to think about. And I'll put a link to that because I do think there's some really good material in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, cool. I guess one last thing that I want to talk about. I know that you were on your lunch break and you were so graciously recording an episode, is an appeal to people driving cars. You know, if you're listening to this while you're driving, or if you just driving in general, please, please, please be on the lookout for people riding bikes. You know, put your phone down. I have had two people in my life recently, within the last 2 weeks, get hit by cars, and both of them were hit and runs.
Yeah.
So Wen from Twisted Spoke, thankfully both of these folks are alive. But Twisted Spoke has been an amazing supporter of both my work and All Bodies on Bikes. He was hit by a car, left for dead in Colorado. Thankfully, he's already out of the hospital. He's on the mend, but he's a long way to go. And as you can imagine, medical bills are super expensive. And so he's got a GoFundMe out there. And we'll put a link to that. And then just another person, I didn't know him personally, but a very accomplished cyclist, Payson McKelvin, actually brought attention to this. He was hit in California and left for dead, and his injuries are pretty severe. He's got a punctured lung, a ruptured pelvis, and has a long road to recovery. And he also has a fundraiser out there, and we'll put a link to that. But please, you know, talk to your friends and family about it. I actually, Maggie, I'm sure you've been the recipient of this text, but I have an autoresponder on my phone. So whenever I drive, sends back a text, and it's kind of snarky. It says like, hey, texting and driving isn't cool. You know, I'm driving and not seeing this text right now. And then I think it says like, if you really need me, please call me. And I kind of feel like a jerk whenever that text gets sent.
Yeah, no.
But I also refuse to text and drive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So kind of a bummer to end the show on, but a really important message. So
absolutely.
Yeah. You know, if you absolutely do have to send a text or take a call, pull over to the side of the road. It's not worth it for the way that you could, you know, drastically change or end somebody's life just for looking at your phone.
Yep. And I would even say something I've been working on recently is coming up with a response. I don't know how many times you've gotten this, but people find out you bike, and the first thing out of their mouth is, oh, you're a cyclist? Why do you guys ride in the road? And I'm really working on, the last person that asked me that, I just looked them dead in the eyes and was like, because I don't trust you to not kill me if I stay in my bike lane.
Yeah.
Or hug the line.
Or sometimes the bike lane has glass in it, or sometimes there isn't a bike lane. And you know, we have just as much right to take up to be in the road as you do. And I hate seeing it as like an us versus them thing. Like, let's all work together. Like, I'm happy to let you go around me in a safe way. Like, I'm happy for you to pass me. Just please do it safely. Like, give me plenty of space. Like, I don't know. I was in my cargo bike yesterday, just downtown Bentonville, which, let's be real, like, you don't need a car, but it is a thoroughfare for many people.
Right.
But you really don't need to be going over 15, 20 miles an hour.
No.
And this car, as I'm coming up to a stop sign, decided to pass me maybe 10 feet from the stop sign. And it's just, it's so frustrating. It's so dangerous. And, you know, if they would have just waited 10 more seconds, we both would have gotten through the intersection and he would have had plenty of space to pass me. But yeah. Please be safe out there. Keep an eye out for each other and take care of each other out there.
Basically, just be kind. Be kind on the internet. Be kind in your car. Be kind on the street. Be kind on your bike.
Be kind to yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just be kind. Let's
be kind.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Well, we do have some really exciting guests coming up in the next couple weeks. One of the ones that I'm most excited for, that I'm just going to give you a preview before we end this, is this person named Sebastian. They live in Belgium, and they were the first non-binary cyclocross champion in Belgium just recently.
Heck yeah.
And so we'll be having them on the show. You know, there's been a lot of work done in the US on gender expansive categories, and that work is starting to trickle over into Europe. So really, really stoked to talk about that.
Amazing. In a couple
weeks. Yeah. Anything else for the good of the order, Maggie?
I don't think so. I think that's everything.
Sounds good. Yeah. Oh, I have one very last thing that we will have so much more info on. But did you see the announcement from Big Sugar? just last week?
No, I missed it.
Well, it was a very tiny announcement, and I think that was okay. intentional.
Okay.
But so Big Sugar has been kind of the lifetime, the close of the lifetime Grand Prix. It's a big gravel race here in Bentonville, Arkansas, and it's always been a 50-mile and a 100-mile. I say okay. always. I think the event's gone on for like 3 years, so it doesn't have a long history. But they just announced that this year there's going to be a shorter category, and it's going to be 28 miles. And
heck yeah.
I am so, so, so excited about it. Because I get to do the mentorship program, the Wheels of Welcome program. So amazing. More info coming on that. But also 28 miles is just so much more approachable, especially down here in the Ozarks, where you can get, you know, 1,000 feet of climbing in 10 miles. It is hilly as heck. And so I'm just excited for things to be a little bit more approachable for folks.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
We love that.
We love that. More info to come soon, specifically on the Wheels of Welcome program. But lots of good things in the hopper. And again, you know, Maggie's looking for sponsors for her epic bike trip.
Yes.
We're always looking for sponsors for the podcast, and really appreciate Cleverhood, who has been a longtime sponsor. And
love Cleverhood.
We love I got a chance to wear their stuff twice this week because it's been raining.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think we ended there. Thanks for a great conversation, Maggie.
Yeah, you too.
All right. This has been another short but sweet episode of the All Bodies on Bikes podcast.
This is an All Bodies on Bikes podcast powered by Feisty Media. The show is produced by Maggie and Marley and edited by the team at Feisty Media. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of getting caught in the rain with poorly fitting, flimsy rainwear? Well, let me introduce you to Cleverhood, makers of thoughtfully designed, durable, and size-inclusive rainwear. Cleverhood is designed by women, but is made for everyone who wants to embrace the elements and enjoy the ride, no matter the weather. Cleverhood was born out of the need to make rainy days into happy days, and with multiple choices of styles and sizes, all bodies can stay dry, visible, and happy. Maggie and I especially love their rain cape. Literally, the only thing you need to fit is the head hole. Otherwise, it just fits. It's so cute and functional, and I feel like a superhero when I ride my bike in it. All of Cleverhood's designs have reflective elements thoughtfully integrated, including an option to customize it with the All Bodies on Bikes logo. They're also sustainable, with most of their fabrics made from recycled fibers and PFC-free DWRs. Social sustainability matters to Cleverhood too, and they only work with certified producers who follow labor and environmental standards, and they give nearly 5% of their profits back to community organizations, including All Bodies on Bikes. So whether you're commuting on a dreary morning, walking your dog in the rain, or waiting for the bus, Cleverhood is a great option. And remember, you can use the code ALLWEATHER for 15% off of your order.